To Acts chapter number 14, and once you get there, let's all stand, we'll read, we'll pray, and ask God for his help tonight. That's Acts chapter number 14 and verse number 19. Acts 14 and verse number 19. The Bible says, and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuade the people, and having stoned Paul, the Bible says, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, the Bible says he rose up and came into the city. And the next day, the Bible says, he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. I want to talk tonight, Mr. Thought, we are survivors. We are survivors. Father, I pray tonight for your help. I pray, God, for your guidance and for your touch. I pray, God, for a fresh anointing. And I pray, God, you help me to preach your word, these precious souls that have gathered here tonight. And Father, thank you for each man of God that stood to preach the precious word. God, you've challenged us throughout tonight. God, no doubt that we've been changed in certain areas. And I just pray and ask God that we'll take all this that we have received tonight and then make it applicable to our life. Apply it to our life. And for that, Father, we'll thank you. I pray, God, you're filled with the Holy Ghost, Father. And I pray, God, we'll leave tonight. We'll leave much encouraged because of your presence. God, help somebody, because somebody needs your help. That's it for now, Father. I've left anything out. Yes, sir. Meet that need too. For it's your son's name we pray. Not a weak Jesus, but a mighty Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We are survivors. We all know the show that you watch on television about survivors. And as I thought about that, I thought about Paul. So you know what? Paul was a survivor. But just like Paul was a survivor, you and I are also survivors. Now, what do you mean, preacher? Well, that word survivor means this. It means a person who continues to function, listen to this now, who continues to function or prosper in spite of opposition, hardship, or setbacks. Now, if that's not a Christian, I don't know what is. Listen to what the definition says again. A person who continues to function or prosper in spite of opposition. We face that. In spite of hardships, we face those. In spite of setbacks, we face all of those things. Amen. No doubt you've had some hardships last year, and no doubt you faced some circumstances that was difficult, or you faced a lot of opposition. But hallelujah, you and I are survivors. Amen. The synonym for the word survivors is this. It's to carry on, to carry through, to get through, to live on, to outlast, to pull through, to remain alive. And I'm glad to report tonight that each of us have remained alive tonight. Amen. We continue to go through. We continue to go forward. Why? Because we are God's survivors. Amen. Spiritually, we are survivors. Paul was a survivor, and you and I are also survivors. Look what the Bible says right here. The Bible says, and there came thither certain Jews and from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Last year, no doubt, there's some folks that thought you were done. You're not going to be able to handle them anymore. You're done. You're messed up, or you stumbled, or perhaps you faced an obstacle that was very difficult. And a lot of folks say, you know what? They're done. They're not going to make it through. But hallelujah, you're here tonight. Why? Because you are a survivor. Last year we had some ups and we had some downs. Last year we had some battles. Some folks were facing a divorce. Some people had their homes about to be torn apart. Some people about to give up their life. Some people about to take their life. But hallelujah, they're still alive today. Amen. Why? Because they are survivors. But not only that, my dear friends, look what the Bible says right here. The Bible says, and this is the reason why, they supposed that he was dead, but howbeit, as the disciples stood around about him, the Bible says he rose up. You know why we're survivors? Because folks prayed for us. Yeah. Folks prayed for us. We had a situation yesterday where a young person was threatening to take their life and had gotten a shotgun about to kill themselves to take their life away. But you know what? We had some prayers begin to go up to heaven. We began to send some timber up, as the old folks would say, up toward heaven. And I'm glad to report tonight, my dear friends, that life has not been taken, but that life is still alive today. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Why? Because, my friends, we are survivors. Hallelujah. Hey, there's been times the devil thought he had us down. Miss Bobby had us beat to the ground. But somebody was praying for us. And that's why we're here tonight. Why? Because we are survivors. In spite of obstacles, in spite of hardships, God helps us to get through. Hallelujah. The Bible says something else, my dear friends. The Bible says folks is praying for him. And then what happened next? He rose up and came into the city. You know what? He got back up. Last year, no doubt, some things knocked you down. Some things had you laid down. The enemy was counting. One, two, three. But because somebody was praying, you got back up, hallelujah, and got back in the battle. Hey, my friends, we have an enemy that comes by and he whispers in our ear, hey, you can't make it. You're not going to make it. But then there's some Christian, there's some blood brother who's praying on your behalf. He helps you, my friends, to get back up and to get back in the battle and not to quit this fight that we're in. Why? Because we are survivors. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm a survivor, amen. There's times the devil wants me to quit. He wants me to throw in the towel. There's times that I get discouraged sometimes. I don't know what's shocking, but yeah. Ask Jolene, she'll tell you. I get discouraged sometimes. And she said, you're going to be okay. I said, I wish I was just going to heaven. This will beam me up, Scotty. I'm ready to go. She said, you ain't going nowhere. Just going. You got work to do. And I'm like, that ain't what I want to hear. I want to say, oh, baby, it's going to be okay. And she was, that ain't Jolene. She said, you're going to be all right. Come on, get up and get going. You know, so all right, here I go. You know, the other day, we had a little disagreement. And so we was talking, you know, and she just looked at me. And she said, you know what you need to do? What? You need to go to church. And I looked at her, I'm like, so you know, you got your flesh to deal with. You want me gone? I'm gone. Now I'm going through the motions, but I know at the same time, you need to get your butt down to the church. Man, I get my stuff on. You don't want me around here? I go. I get my stuff. I ain't got to be here. I grab my bag. And she said, I love you. I love you too. I'm gone. Amen. I'm gone. Amen. And I got down here to the church. Lord said, you know this where you need to be at. And I got down here and I prayed and stuff. And she already sent me a text, I love you. And I said, I love you. I sent a little heart back, you know, and all kind of stuff like this, you know. Listen, my friends, ain't it great, though, to have somebody that'll pray for you, that'll encourage you and tell you straight out what you need to do, amen, and that'll help you to get right back up and get back in the battle, hallelujah. But not only that, my dear friends, we saw that some people think we're out. The folks prayed for us. We got back up. And listen to what happens when he got back up. The Bible says he came to the city. And the next day, he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. That simply means this. He not only got up, but he kept going. Some people will get up, but they don't go no more. They're going to stop right there. But hallelujah, we can get up and keep going. Amen. Why is that, preacher? Because you and I are survivors. Hallelujah. I'm thinking about our Priscilla right now. I remember when Priscilla was going to school and she was praying for me. Y'all pray for me on Tuesdays. Y'all pray for me. I got to take this test. And she was just about to fall apart. And then she'd come back with a B. She'd come back with an A. And she, I don't know how many times you probably wanted to quit going to school. I mean, numerous of times when we kept praying for her. And she get through school. Because there was a time, my dear friend, she wasn't an independent person. But now she's independent. Got her own car. Hallelujah. Huh? Got her own job. Got her own money. Amen. Going to the gym. Amen. She going to the gym. I said, Priscilla. I said, girl, you looking good now. I said, well, watch yourself. She said, no, I don't. I said, she going to the gym. Getting healthy. What are you saying, preacher? This is not the same person that first started coming here when she was 21, I believe it was, got saved. She came when was a senior. She was 21 when she got saved. But now, my dear friends, she's what I want to call a survivor. Huh? She's a survivor. Hallelujah. Hey, but by the way, my friends, so are you. You're also survivors. As I look around and I know some of your background, I know some of your history, I know this, my dear friends, you're here tonight because you are one of God's survivors. Amen. Hey, things could not hold you back. They couldn't pull you back, but you kept on going anyhow. Woo! Hallelujah. What that does, that kicks the devil right in the face. Hallelujah. Amen. We ain't got time to quit. Amen. Amen. We've gone through 2014 and now we're about to step into 2015. And guess what we're going to do in 2015? We're going to survive again. We're going to survive again. Billy had a 100,000, whatever it was. Amen. I mean, it was big, amen. Big numbers. What did God do? God came through. But I'm going to tell you what. That could have set him back big time. And he could say, you know what? And you know, there's always churches across America that want him to pastor somewhere. He could say, you know what? Forget this role thing. I'm going to go pastor somewhere, and I ain't got to worry about no broke down vehicles. I ain't got to worry about I'm way off out west somewhere, and my tire and went out, or this is going out, my engine's sending up smoke signals, and all kinds. I ain't got to worry. I just go somewhere and preach my little sermon on Sunday morning, go home, and got to worry about all that kind of stuff. But you're going to have some other problems. Anyway, but nonetheless, you won't have no vehicle problems like that. But no, that's what God told him to do. Not at this point in time. God continuously still has him on the road spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ across this country and as well as across the seas as well. What are you saying, preacher? We are survivors. We are survivors. What are you saying, preacher? Because we are survivors, we can make the right choices. Because we are survivors, there can be changes in our lives. Because we are survivors, we can clean up or clean out our closet. Because we are survivors, we need to remember time is moving quickly like a vapor. Because we are survivors, my dear friends, you and I can say this. There is hope. Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy, and your amazing grace. And Father, we've heard numerous sermons tonight that have touched our hearts, that have challenged us. And now, Father, it's time for many of us to make decisions tonight that you spoke to our hearts about throughout this evening. Perhaps even before this evening, you would deal with us about certain matters of the heart. And I just pray and ask God we make some decisions tonight as your Holy Spirit prompts us, as he prods us, as he speaks to us. And I pray, God, we talk to you. Perhaps there's some folks that want to simply say this. Thank you, Lord, for helping me to get through and survive 2014. And God, continue to help me as I'm about to enter in the 2015. Perhaps, God, there's somebody that's here tonight that wants to pray for somebody that they love and care for, that they know are struggling. Lord, I pray they come and pray for that person. But God, whatever the needs are tonight, help us to respond and to talk to you, the great I am that I am. Why? Because you love us and you want to help us. There is hope no matter what we face. For that, God, we say thank you. Lord, help us. In your son's name we pray. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand.